All right, everyone, welcome to Primetime. Well, we're going to be answering questions in the order that they arrive in the questions for Primetime thread. So grab your questions, drop them in, and I'll get to them as soon as I can. If those of you don't know what's going on, I'm going to answer questions about Nius. If you have them, any of them, drop them in the thread. We'll go through them in turn. So starting off today, we have a question from Specs who says, I'm not sure where the Unity SDK fits into the future, if at all, but I have talked to users that greatly desire desktop editing building experience closer to a more typical game engine. They find it clunky to juggle camera control for viewing inspectors and logics while building. Are there any future plans to add such an interface or make UIX a bit easier to build for creating our own? Unity SDK is quite low on our priorities right now, particularly seeing as we're moving away from Unity, it makes things like that a little bit more difficult. So that's kind of low on the priority. You can also take a look at the project board, which Slinga has listed. By the way, low doesn't mean never, it just means low. So keep that in mind. As for additional UI and interfaces, I don't think so right now. Our biggest push there was on the the small standardized newer desktop mode that does have a lot better features for desktop users. Some which I don't see many users use, such as the control click to focus, which lets you program logics on a 2D plane. No need for a blueprint there. You can just go ahead and program it on a 2D plane. You just spawn a node, control click it with your camera if you're on a desktop, and you'll focus to that one. And then you can kind of just like scrub around. It makes things tidier in desktop. Other than that, it sort of falls into the same category as like, hey, people wanting text-based because they don't like building in VR. There will be enhancements to everything that you do building in VR, but nothing that I'm aware of on the plans that sort of matches a Unity-style workplace where you are not in the game while you're editing. It's kind of the whole point of Neos currently, at least. Scary Guy says, why do I use Q icon instead of question icon and tick instead of some other Neos related? The icons we use don't matter. They're just so that I don't miss questions. Whoever's adding them, thank you very much. Someone does it every week. Thank you so much. We could use potatoes and oranges. I really don't care. Moving on. Icon's not important. Crusher, when teaching a new user how to build, use the dev tools, what are the most important areas to start with? Please make sure that you're starting with basic tools, not multi-tools. They should understand the functions and the processes for each individual tool before you get the multi-tool. I've seen some users who are unaware of the difference between a dev tool and a logics tool. They just know that they need the tool, the multi-tool, to do everything. And therefore, they continually get confused, particularly when they go into logics and they don't know that they need another tool. Sometimes it gets confusing. As for the dev tools, teach them all the usual standard processes with the dev tip. Don't forget gizmos. Also, strangely, and I'll be doing a tutorial on this soon, don't forget telling people how the tool shelves work. I've seen some people just assume they do nothing. The tool shelves are so cool and so fast for any tool-based development, and I don't see anyone using them, so make sure you use them. They're cool. Scary guy says, actual question, not a suggestion, disguised as a question. If you're moving away from Unity, where are you moving to? See the previous answers are to that in Gaines' office hour notes and various other conversations. I don't really want to rehash them here, but we're looking into various engine types to move away from. I don't really remember what the current plan is. I think that'll be Source currently, which I believe uses like Forge as a bit. I don't remember. It's like complicated. Not Unity, though. Yeah, Forge branch known as Source. It's really annoying when like it's like a branch that has a name and you're like blah, blah, it kind of jumps around a little bit. But yeah, Forge is an engine and then they're branching it with Source and adding stuff to it. Goal being Unity is holding us back in more ways than I can count, and so we need something better. Yeah, be very careful about customized tools. Like I said, like I don't want to like, you know, keep hampering on multi-tools and custom inspectors, but you should know how to use the basic tools because they will teach you how to do stuff. Whereas if you start throwing customized tooling and very complicated tools at them, sometimes it's more difficult to learn the right way. For example, when people learn Logix, they often start with, I want to make a gun. That's a common one. I want to make a gun in Logix. I would like you to start with, I want to add two numbers together in Logix. That's how you learn Logix, right? I want to add two numbers together. Let's start with that. Make sure they can spawn the nodes. It shouldn't be at the point where if I'm helping a user and I'm like, oh yeah, we'll need that node for it. And they find the node, but they don't know how to spawn the node. Like, that isn't a point where we should get to. Okay, we'll wait for additional questions. Specs as if the, you know, you want to use a multi-tool, make sure you're using a minimal one. I do agree as well. There are some multi-tools which add every single goddamn tool to them, and I literally only use two these days. I use the dev tip and the Logix tip. Even for materials, I hardly ever use the material tooltip these days because I want more control over it. So again, the similar problem to the like showing new users too many things. You know, you're just like, "Hey, look, new user! There's like stuff everywhere." There's that I think it's a TikTok made by Kinatron, which is just like, "Chill out, like let new users chill a little bit." Always remember that new users, particularly those new users who are coming from VRChat, are used to sitting in front of a mirror all night, and if you're suddenly throwing the entire world at them, it's going to be overwhelming. Yeah, that TikTok. That TikTok's amazing. Also, double check that they know the various control names. We can't get to the point of teaching someone Logix or development if they don't know the words primary, secondary, context menu, and grab. I've seen this, right? You know, I'm like, oh yeah, to spawn the Logix interface for that, you need to push secondary, and they don't know what secondary is. Like, it's by default, it's on the homepage of your dash, and it's talked about in the tutorials. Like, if they don't know those controls, they shouldn't be learning Logix. Sit with them and teach them the controls. I will await additional questions. Scary guy asks, where have I been lately? Haven't seen you any public worlds. Elsewhere. Full stop. Question from Tiki, who says, I've been playing with moving my grabber yesterday. When it's parented to my foot, it makes me respawn to load an avatar. Would that be expected? Not sure. It's not skipped. It's just if you post a giant image, it makes it difficult for me to immediately see a question. It's like I scroll up and down when I don't see any questions at the bottom, and I get to them, or people remind me. I have a giant monitor, yeah, but like I don't have Discord maximized, because you know Discord maximized is a great way to not do any work. Like, I don't know what that would be. Make sure you're parenting the entire like grabber hierarchy. Like ideally I would parent everything up to the actual anchor to your foot, and then you make sure you get the whole object. Also make sure that when you're parenting it at no point does the grabber component leave your user root. I've seen a few people that like will parent it to other places via the root slot or something, and that's just not necessary. Parent it from one place directly to the other, and you'll have less issues. If a grabber leaves your user root, it will disable itself for security. Oh dear. Alright, and now we'll go to Crush's question, which I did miss, which is at the minute out of the has there been any other projects similar to the Sydney? Sorry, I reminded of something. I'll post it in a second. The video I'm referring to, I will post it in a second. Has there been any other projects similar to the Sydney presentation you've been working on and can talk about? Constantly. There's about 400 of them. Which ones would you like to hear about? Like, you know, like it just constantly. For those unaware, they're talking about the Sydney project, which I posted on my YouTube. I'll get you that link, as well as the video I had immediately popped into my brain when I was thinking about my inability to speak, which made me giggle too much. Let me see. So I should copy this link. Yeah, so here's the presentation. And then is it this one? Yes, it's this one. This one here is what I was thinking of when I couldn't speak English. The various misspellings of pregnant. Have I encountered the Dutch university people? No. Occasionally I do. We used to have sort of like education and science meetings, but we kind of like ran out of stuff to talk about basically. And there was a lot of times where we would just talk about doing stuff, but not actually do stuff. I kind of wanted to reintroduce those, but kind of make them a more sort of show and tell style meeting where it'd be like, if you've got something to show, you can show it. Otherwise, let's not have a meeting, because otherwise it's just talking. I think there was one of them where it was an hour long and it was basically the equivalent of science is cool, yo, for an hour. Moving on to Specs' question. I was making a raw data tooltip object the other day and noticed the primary bool doesn't seem to toggle if I press my trigger while holding the object with a laser. Other values such as primary strength seem to update fine. Is this intended behavior? Primary doesn't update if you hold your trigger while holding an object with the laser. Well, I have the code base open, so let me just jump over to raw data tooltip and see what the hell drives primary. All right, I'd have to look at the logic there. There's a what's called like a blocking mechanism, which is where you can block if a primary goes through. That's usually if you're holding something or things like that. But not okay. So primary's value is not primary blocked. So primary is not blocked, ANDed with the primary trigger value. It doesn't make sense to me. I'd have to take a look at it. Just reading this, it doesn't make sense though. Like if primary isn't reporting, then primary strength shouldn't be reporting. Next question from Imperium. This is any future plans or ways someone might push the token gate component? I think it only works on two tokens currently. I don't know what you're referring to, the token gate component. If you have the exact component name, that would help. Because I don't know what that component is. We don't have a component by that name. Moving forwards to Foxbox question. Hi there. Last week, my NeosDB corrupted. Neos attempted to repair it, but could not recover it. After the DB was rebuilt, and I logged in, I noticed an avatar I'd updated. A few things on was missing from my inventory. The avatar had fully synced to the cloud, but I could not locate it. Or also changed my favorite avatar to an older selection from about 2 months ago. A similar thing happened to my girlfriend Gemini, who lost a few avatar updates, but retained one of them. My question is, if we are fully synced to the cloud, then why were these assets lost when our NeosDB died? I don't know without logs and like individual circumstances there. Unfortunately, I wish I could answer better there, but when it comes to database corruption and stuff like that, I need to look at logs and stuff. That wasn't tagged with questions, Gary, eh? So I didn't look at it. But yes, it is a question. Moving up. Okay, so Zari asks for any haha or funny moments in Neos code recently. There was something, I'm just trying to remember what it was. No, I'll skip. Not that I can remember that are funny enough to remember promptly. Appearances. Oh, the token enabled component. So the token enabled component just sees if it's a token enabled build. That's it. So due to Steam policy, we cannot enable token related functionality on the Steam build. So the token enabled facet lets you know if tokens are enabled or not. It wouldn't suit integration with other tokens because it is a yes or no. It is, are we allowed to use tokens on the Steam build? Nope. On the non-Steam build? Yep. So I don't think adding additional tokens to that makes sense. You could easily name that component, are we on Steam? And it would be true, like, most of the time? Like, are we on Steam component? Actually, because it's token enabled, it would be, are we not on Steam? Yeah. Rampa says, do you have any favorite custom inspectors? Oh, I do. I have my favoriteest custom inspector is the default inspector. It's my favorite inspector. Just scroll around, make sure I'm not forgetting anything. I've only changed like one thing on the inspector so far, which is I lined up the fields. That was a mod by Artie, I believe, and I just implemented the mod directly into the game, which I plan to do with a lot of mods. So that's cool. Slinker references the currency conversion node, which can only do NCR and USD currently. Yeah, that one is probably never going to get more currency conversions because, strangely enough, the currency conversion rates of many things are tied behind really complicated APIs. And a lot of those are like, hey, pay us money. And I think it's a silly thing to pay money for, so no. I know a couple of people have introduced UI that they've made themselves that does requests to external APIs to do that. I think that's a much better use of that node than the currency conversion one. It's just a bit problematic. Lex asks for pet peeves of NES functionality. Let's see. Do you want a list? I've got a list. It'll be a funny conversation. I don't like how the input system isn't defined by standard key codes. It's something weird in the middle of that, which means that my remap keyboard has a lot of issues. So if you ever notice me on desktop deleting Logix nodes slowly, it's because my delete key literally will not be recognized by NEOS, but will be by 99% of the other applications that exist on my computer. My delete key is actually page down. That's what it's labeled on the keyboard, but I have remapped it using the official Windows remapping functionality to delete. NEOS ignores that, so that really annoys me. The fact that for some reasons something along the lines of it's either NEOS asimp, which is our asset importer, or something in the middle there will turn my models inside out and flip them by 180 degrees when I import them for no reason. I don't understand. That annoys me. MRI and medical scan data has to be a unit cube. It cannot be. You can, of course, make the unit cube bigger by scaling it, right? But what I mean is, you cannot make a rectangular image, an MRI scan, which is problematic for anything other than head, because every other body part pretty much is a rectangle, not a square. That needs to be fixed for many reasons. We got around with it with like maths previously, but it was not pretty. See what else have we got. The value graph recorder will disable itself if you accidentally enter zero in some fields, which is like really annoying. It should just filter invalid values and default to like one instead of zero and breaking. That's that. The Logix interface bug, but that annoys everyone. Yeah. Basically, lots of that stuff. All right, let's take a look. Slinker says, is what you're saying? I should make a C# wrapper for a currency API. You're more than welcome to do that. It'd be a good feature in NEOS Plus, but I just don't think it's that useful. Ramper says, also, ain't any first-party support for crypto pending to be nuked? That depends on the ongoing issues, which I'm not going to discuss because it brings down the whole mood of the place, but yeah, it depends on all of those things. Apeiron says, speaking of APIs, any future where NEOS might be able to interact with Discord's API so we can create Discord native and similar to NEOS somehow? Beautiful question. I love this one because it's often misunderstood. Discord's API is only for bots. They're restricting it further and further to bots. Custom clients, as in clients which change how you receive Discord messages, are not allowed by Discord's terms of service. So at no point will NEOS be making a Discord client inside of Neos. That is not allowed. We can make bots inside Neos, or we can make logics nodes to allow you to make Discord bots, but we can't display your messages inside Neos without breaking the terms of service of Discord. So no, that's not going to happen. I full on support Discord's terms of service in that regard. I love it. I think it's great. Custom clients are cool in some places, but if they make that, fantastic. Sorry, says, but what if a bot reads the message and then duplicates itself into Neos? That's possible, except reading the contents of a Discord message requires a specific permission, which is being revoked from bots once they reach a certain level of servers that they're in. I believe it's 100 or 1,000. Once you get to 100 or 1,000 users, if you wish to read the message contents of any message on Discord, you need to apply for additional validation, and that sometimes comes with a monetary cost. This is because wherever possible, they're trying to move Discord over, bots at least, to using the slash command rather than exclamation mark. So if your bot on your Discord server right now uses exclamation mark potato or whatever for your commands, they want you to move over to slash-based commands, because on slash-based commands, they are officially registered with Discord, and they don't require the bot to receive all of the text message that appears. They only require the bot to receive the message when a slash command is used. And I agree again with their policy there. You could argue either way, but like I agree with their like way of doing it. In fact, I once interviewed for the role at Discord that would be handling how those slash commands work for clients. So, yeah. They also have autocomplete, they're also secure, they can also launch custom UI, all sorts of cool stuff. Specs linked a bad Holo Ninja modification to Headless, which has a Discord bot in it, which is cool. Shadow says, with Discord now natively being integrated into Xbox, is there a chance that Discord will be integrated into Neos? No. no. So, Xbox is humongous, and they've been working on that integration with Discord for, like, months, and they have special partnerships with them. There's probably paperwork set up. There might be money set up. Some of the engineers working on the integration are friends of mine. They obviously can't tell me all the details. Because they're not allowed to, but I do know that they've been working on it for quite a long time, and I know that they're proud of it. I have friends that are on both sides of that as well. But essentially, no. Mister asks, is there going to be first-party support for screen share? Yes, there is a GitHub issue open for that. For those who are wondering why that's complicated, you need to remember that screen sharing is basically video. And so sharing video is effectively streaming video, which I happen to be an expert on, and that is tricky. You'll even see that Zari says, doesn't the desktop menu technically already record that? No, it's not video. It uses a desktop duplication API thingy, which is part of the Windows spec. It doesn't do video. That's another common one. Even if that did do video, it's still like not the big issue. The big issue is getting that video and squirting it across the internet. When I said the word big issue, anyone who lives in the UK might have also giggled, but that's okay. It's a bit of a UK meme for you. Slinker, I worked for Beam, so I'm going to tell you a really big secret here. FTL wasn't actually like cool at all. FTL was just WebRTC over Nginx. That's it. It's like a complete, like, we had to brand it, of course, but it's like basic technology now. Loads of people do FTL right now. It's not like, it's good, right? But most of the FTL stack was just straight WebRTC code. So, like, the entire video team at Mixer, they were just dealing with WebRTC. I don't think they even called it FTL internally. They were just like, yeah, it's just WebRTC. Like, on a lot of streaming platforms now, you will get speeds close or similar to FTL. They're just not labeled as FTL. We are over time, yeah. So, if there's no further questions, I'm going to go ahead and close it off now. I think it says wait. Okay, you've got precisely a minute. You've got 1 minute, Slinker. You better type faster. You got to type faster. Oh, you did it. There we go. Prime, what is your favorite Ben & Jerry's? Don't know. I try and avoid ice cream these days. Ben & Jerry's is also incredibly overpriced. Like, you might as well just go, like, buy a bag of candy. And buy a bag of, sorry, like a box or whatever, of vanilla ice cream, mix the two together, and you've saved yourself a lot of money. No, we won't be having that discussion about Nutella. I'll go ahead and leave things off here, and I will speak to you later. If you have any other further questions, please drop me in questions and help or ping me, and I will speak to you soon. Oh, there is a missed question. Okay, cool. We'll get it. I'm sorry. We'll get it. Sorry. It wasn't tagged. Maybe it was, and I missed it. I'm sorry, Lucas. I'm sorry. Lucas, is there going to be any new features, updates on the Unity Engine version of Neos? Yeah, we intend to update as many things as we can, but we are still trying to move off Unity. It's not that we are waiting to move off Unity before we do updates. Those things are totally separate. Totally. I went Scottish for a second. Okay, I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.